The next patient is Mark Fafeita. The last name is F, like in Foxtrot, Alpha, F, like in Foxtrot, E, I, T, like in Tango, A, like in Alpha. First name, Mark, M-A-R-K. Number one, 69-year-old white male that has a history of a living-related kidney transplant that was done in 2013. The underlying disease was obstructive uropathy, period. The patient was recently evaluated by the urology group at Tampa General Hospital. And apparently, during the evaluation, a catheterization of the urinary bladder wasn't successful because of false passage. Period. The patient underwent manipulation by the urologist. Finally, they were able to catheterize the urethra. They put a balloon in the false passage and left the Foley catheter for 2 weeks, period. After the 2 week period, a voiding trial was done and the patient was able to urinate and has been urinating well ever since. The kidney function remains with a serum creatinine that was done the 28th of February of 2022 of 1.3 with an estimated GFR of 55 without evidence of proteinuria. The prograf level 5.6. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of deep vein thrombosis in the lower extremity, continues to take Xarelto. Following number, the patient has a decrease in the hemoglobin to 12.5, and that is most likely related to the urology manipulation in the urinary bladder, period. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and comparing with the referral. Number in the face-to-face, we spend 15 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.